We're going to forego our cute little story to begin, and let's go back to West, where Bill Oliver is first, so people know where West is. It's that place that has those kolaches, you know, that's actually north
of
Waco. In
fact, that exit, that you take to go to check stop, they've got that blocked off. I had to go to the north exit, and then the first officer told me where I needed to head towards, and then got to the regular exit and stopped by the second officer, and then proceeded down the service road. We are literally in the media in a cattle call at the West Livestock Company.
Now,
and if you listen closely to the audio of the 4:30 briefing, you will hear cattle mooing in the background.
Well, and again,
we hope that we didn't interrupt a sale that was going to take place today.
West is, of course, a very rural area still, wide open spaces right across from the check stop. I mean, you can see it's nothing but farmland and that sort of thing. Now, kind of so that people will know, I mean, if that's the West exit right there, where is this fertilizer plant located?
If you have ever driven up 35 on a Friday night and you've seen the football lights
for the community
football field, the fertilizer plants is going to be a little bit north of those football lights.
Okay, so right there.
And in fact, they used the football field as an initial triage area.
I see. Okay. Now,
and then the decision was made to move them later.
The weather has just changed, I think, as you were beginning your report. So the wind has shifted now and it's raining.
Yes, the flag is definitely wrapped around the pole, although the temperature still remains about to 75. That obviously is going to go downhill as the day goes on. And, Kent, with the daylight and the rain after about 2 hours of steady to heavy rain activity, it's starting to let up a little bit. The winds are dying down some, and I give a weather update because that's what the search and rescue crew has been having to deal with for the last couple of hours. Now it's just pretty much colder temperatures. Was in the mid-70s. Now it's around 50. Still going building to building, home to home, business to business, according to Sergeant Patrick Swanton of the Waco Police Department, who served as the spokesman for authorities here in the city of West. Following the explosion last night, shortly before 8 o'clock, that was about 25 minutes after firefighters responded to a fire at the fertilizer plant in West. And some of the observations from Sergeant Swanton.
I know that the area is going to be shut down. They will not give me a time on how long. I don't expect them to be able to give you a time on how long anytime soon. In these type of investigations, there is no hurry, short of getting the injured out and treating the wounded, to complete anything. They will take the necessary time they need. They will keep that neighborhood shut down. I will tell you as media, I know you're itching to get there, but it is not a good idea. Mainly for your safety, we're asking that you stay put. At some point this morning, I will kick it over to somebody from West. It's been my understanding that either the mayor will come back or a city official at some point will be here to address you.
And that moment has yet to arrive. The comments you just heard from Sergeant Swanton taking place a little after 4:30 this morning, and there's not been an update since then. What is known so far, 5 to 15 people known dead. Still several firefighters and at least one law enforcement officer unaccounted for, and those are among the people who responded to the initial fire call about 7:30 last night and were caught in that explosion. 50 to 75 homes gone or close to being gone, along with a 50-unit apartment complex, a nursing home with 133 residents. All of them are accounted for and all are alive, and again, somewhere between 5 and 15 deaths that are known at this time. As more information is available, we'll share it with you here from West. In fact, you heard the cattle in the background perhaps there a moment ago. We are parked here at the West Auction Company. At least a dozen satellite trucks here, along with the rest of the brothers and sisters in the media that is worldwide in nature. Kat, back to you. It's been 19 hours since the explosion at the West Fertilizer Company took out a five-block area on the south side of town. Authorities are still not being any more specific than 5 to 15 people lost their lives. More than 160 are hospitalized at three hospitals in Waco, and a handful of volunteer firefighters remain unaccounted. Those volunteer firefighters responded 25 minutes before the explosion to a fire at the fertilizer company. There was another volunteer firefighter who's also a law enforcement officer who was initially unaccounted for, but wound up being located as among the injured and hospitalized in Waco. Among those speaking in the latest media briefing was Chief Deputy for McLennan County's Sheriff's Office, Matt Cawthon, and he'll say it more than once about it being still a very volatile situation around the fertilizer plant.
It is devastated. It is still a very volatile situation, and with my office, our office is working very closely with the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and the State Fire Marshal's Office to determine the exact cause of this explosion.
Why is it a very volatile?
Because of the ammonium nitrate that was found at the scene. This is a fertilizer tank, and as it is, it has that type of component in it, and it is a volatile product.
Again, Matt Cawthon, the Chief Deputy for the McLennan County Sheriff's Office. Some other things to share with you: that the search and rescue is still going on, and has been going on since deep into the night following the explosion. No information released about who has been found, and among those who have been found, those who are injured and those who did not make it. Among those involved in the search and rescue effort includes Texas Task Force 1 and 2. Also, more than one official, not only from law enforcement, but even folks like State Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station, whose district includes this community. Survivors have everything they need. There is no more room to store any sort of items, be it perishable or non-perishable food items or other supplies. The calls out for cash, and among the places that that can be done is through the Brazos Valley Media Giving Back Fund, which has been reactivated for those involved as victims in this explosion, and you can make those donations at BCS locations of the bank and trust. Also, still nothing definitive about the status of smoldering fires that have affected some homes and businesses. The West Intermediate School, there are still apparently the smoldering fires there. Authorities have not said that the fires have been totally extinguished. And one isolated case of looting that came very early on after the explosion. No arrest was made, but consider that there are more than 300 law enforcement officers that are guarding occurred. And the ATF people say that no one, not even those who reside or own property where the explosion occurred, are being allowed back in at the present time. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.